apparently Ireland has voted to legalize abortion. So I guess in Ireland, killing babies is okay now. You know, they're over like 70% Catholic or something. I didn't think that Catholics were for abortion. It's strange. But so Irish citizens have voted to legalize abortion on this past Friday, ending Ireland's legacy as one of the most pro-life nations. The votes are still being officially counted at the time of this recording, but the pro-abortion campaign is declaring victory, and pro-lifers are calling this a tragedy of historic proportions. Here's a quote from the Pro-Life Save the Eighth campaign. This is what they said in the statement, quote, "The Eighth Amendment did not create a right to life for the unborn child. It merely acknowledged that such a right exists, that it has always existed and will always exist. What Irish voters did yesterday is a tragedy of historic proportions. However, a wrong does not become right simply because a majority support it." Hey, that's very true. I actually think, well, I hope, hopefully it happens sooner than this, but I think there's going to come a time where in the future, people, citizens will look back, citizens of America will look back to our time today, and they're going to think of abortion the same way we think of slavery from years and years ago. So I hope this abortion stuff ends sooner than that, but I think that's what's going to happen. So Ireland has made one of the lowest maternal mortality rates in the world. They had that. The Eighth Amendment of its constitution guaranteed equal rights for preborn babies and their mothers. So repealing the Eighth Amendment was a decades-long goal of the abortion movement. The Irish voted by 67% to add the Eighth Amendment to their constitution in 1983, making the Emerald Isle uniquely safe place for preborn babies, in contrast to the rest of the West's liberal abortion regimes, like what we have to deal with here in the U.S. Now, there have been five previous votes on repealing the Eighth Amendment, all which failed. One was in 1983, three of them were in 1992, and there was another one in 2002. But of course, that wasn't enough for them to give it up. So more people in Dublin, where the majority of residents supported the repeal campaign, voted in this referendum that in 2015 on same-sex marriage and in their general election. So one student's union in Dublin created a safe space-like chill zone where students could de-stress as the results were counted. It became apparent that abortion advocates had won and only 14 students utilized the room. So the Guardian reported that an exit poll showed around 87% of 18 to 24 year olds voted for abortion. 87% in that range. It's the younger generation that's really driving this kind of stuff, and we see that here in the U.S. too. So in early 2018, the Irish government approved putting the Eighth Amendment to a vote in May with the promise that if it passed, legislation allowing abortions in demand would be introduced. The proposed legislation, which may be introduced later on, is expected to be abortion on demand during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy for healthy babies and later throughout pregnancy for nebulous health reasons that are never clearly defined, because of course they're not going to be. It's open to interpretation. But that's for babies with disabilities and babies conceived in rape and stuff like that. Now, pro-life activists responded to the referendum in a massive canvassing and public awareness campaign about how many lives have been saved by the Eighth Amendment, how one in five babies in England are aborted, and the fact that abortion kills a living human being, of course, and the many harms to women in society that comes with legalizing it. Here's another quote from Save the Eighth's defeat statement. It says, the unborn child no longer has a right to life recognized by the Irish state. Shortly, legislation will be introduced that will allow babies to be killed in our country. We will oppose that legislation if and when abortion clinics are opened in Ireland because of the inability of the government to keep their promise about a GP-led service. We will oppose that as well. Every time an unborn child has his or her life ended in Ireland, we will oppose that and make our voices known. End quote. So this country that was once known for its strong Catholic heritage and identity, they voted in 2015 to amend its constitution to permit same-sex marriage, and despite Ireland's move towards secularism and approval of redefining marriage, polls on how the Eighth Amendment vote would go were extremely close toward the end of the abortion vote. So in 2012, a woman named Savita Halappanavar, I'm sure I'm butchering that, who was 17 weeks pregnant, she died of sepsis at Galway University Hospital. And three official investigations found that the 31-year-old died of a blood infection caused by extremely virulent bacteria E. coli ESBL. Under Ireland's abortion laws, the woman would have been permitted an abortion, and doctors realized how sick she was when she came to the hospital, but they didn't, and her death was due to medical negligence, not lack of abortion. Official investigations have revealed this. So according to the Health Information and Quality Authority, which investigated her death, doctors missed 13 opportunities to save her life. So Irish abortion activists have exploited Savita's case and lied about her death, culminating in Friday's vote. So they said that it was because it was a lack of abortion or whatever. The Irish politicians who pushed for the repeal of the Eighth Amendment squirmed around when asked about the abortion proposal that they were championing, and other abortion advocates, like the country's lesbian minister for children, simply denied the humanity of those still in the womb, but still others admitted the preborn are humans, but advocated for killing them anyway. All right, so this is going to keep happening throughout the world. You know, it's ironic that people who are advocating this stuff think that they're being progressive, but it's regressive. You know, in humanity's ancient past, that's when they would kill their own children, usually to sacrifice their kids to some god or something. But now, it's not a sacrifice to some god, it's a sacrifice to convenience. It's a sacrifice to a woman's convenience, and even a man's convenience, too, if the man is pushing for it. They want to scream women's rights, and oh, what if she gets raped, and what if the child is sick? You know, that accounts for such a small percentage of what actually happens. Most times, overwhelmingly, and there are studies showing this, it's because of convenience. It's because they can't afford the baby, you know, so to speak, which who can? Any of you who have kids out there, you know, you're never really ready, you know, but you have the kid, you trust in God, and you're fine. But even if it's not, it's a lot better than killing the thing first and anticipating that everything is just going to be bad if you don't. So this is going to keep happening. This is an ongoing problem. We're going to see this more and more and more, unfortunately, but that's why we need to get out there, get the word out there, get the truth out there. And thankfully, some more stronger voices are speaking up against this abortion stuff. So hopefully that will continue. You can help fight against censorship by making a one-time donation or setting up a monthly donation to Josh Peck Disclosure at joshpeckdisclosure.com/donate. Or, for as little as $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron by heading over to patreon.com/joshpeck. As a Peck patron, you will be entered into contests to have your content featured on the Josh Peck Disclosure homepage, contribute chapters to a collaborative book with Josh Peck, and win a special Josh Peck collection full of materials worth hundreds of dollars. Also, for as little as $3 a month, you will have access to free downloads of Josh Peck books such as Quantum Creation, Cherubim Chariots, and more. Josh Peck Disclosure is viewer funded. Head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com for more information. Right now, head on over to joshpeckdisclosure.com, the central hub for everything Josh Peck Disclosure. Every day, you'll get brand new videos, podcasts, updates, and more. Make sure you subscribe at youtube.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Also, make sure you click the bell and select the option to always be notified when a new video is released. Follow Josh Peck Disclosure on Twitter at @JPDisclosure and get involved with the show on our official Facebook page at facebook.com/joshpeckdisclosure. Disclosure. If you're on Steemit and prefer DTube, follow Josh Peck at steemit.com/@Josh Peck and make sure to upvote all Josh Peck Disclosure DTube videos. Keep checking back at joshpeckdisclosure.com for news, information, updates, and more.